Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shay speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Don Forkner calling, and I received a product from you that was a part of a promotion, and I didn't expect to get it. I didn't, and I don't want it, so I wanted to find out how I can return it and get refunded.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm here. My system just loading up. Spare with me one moment.
Sure, thank you.
Yes, sir.
She's just, her system's loading. I don't have the information I need out in front of me.
Can I have your zip code, sir?
98136.
Can I have you verify your shipping address for me?
7125 Fauntleroy Way Southwest, Seattle, 98136.
Okay, yes, sir. How may I assist you today?
Well, this was part of a UPS promotion, which offered me a product, which I wanted. It said it was free as long as I just paid the postage, which I did. But I also skipped by two other products that were on the website in order to just close out and finish the order. But apparently, that whatever I did during that process ordered me two other products. And one of them is from your company called Smart Life Products. And that's the phone number I've called here to talk to you. I don't know what it is I've received from you, but the product that I got in the mail is something for wireless mini pods. And I don't know if that's from you or not, but I either have gotten that product or I'm getting another product in the mail, and neither one were something that I wanted to order. So I was told by my Visa company to call you and have you reverse the charge.
Okay, yes, sir. Just one moment for me. Okay, yes, sir. However, just hold that line for me one moment, sir.
She's at home, working at home, and has a baby. Wanting attention.
Okay, yes, sir. So I did see where you ordered a smart health watch, some mini pods, and you also put a warranty on that.
I don't know anything about a warranty. If that's the product, I don't want it, and I just want to go through getting it returned to you and refunded.
Okay, yes, sir. Just hold on one more. Okay, yes, sir. Was you aware it was a 14-day trial, so sir, you do have 14 days to try this product?
Yeah, well, that's good. It's just like I said, it's not a product that I even know what it is, and I don't need it. What I wanted was the product that I got from the offer, which was a blood pressure monitor. I want that, but I don't want the wireless mini pods or whatever else might be on the order. And somehow the construction of the web page offer was such that a person like myself, not too savvy would possibly hit the wrong button. But in any event, I inadvertently got these two products, so I need to get it returned.
Okay, yes, sir. Just hold a line for me one moment while I get your account canceled out.
How much time have I got here? Still got another. Oh, I got, yeah, I've got 6 or 7 minutes to get down there. I've got more than 10 minutes. Well, yeah, I would count it, especially I couldn't find anything else either. Is the G the one that we needed all the G's?
We need one G.
Yeah, had you gotten a bunch of them then? Or it's the L's that we need a lot of. Still time. Hello? Hello? Can't tell. Zeke had to put me on a hold. Hello? Shows I'm still connected, I guess.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm sorry about that, sir. What I can do for you, my supervisor, they say your account qualified for a 35% refund off of that charge, and you'll be able to keep the all products, sir.
I don't want the product. I didn't order it. Yeah, but somehow it did get ordered, and that's why I'm trying to return it. And I was advised to call you and dispute the getting the product so that I can get it off my credit card. I've been with you now waiting for this discussion for now 35 minutes, and you're not responding. You're saying something about offers to keep it. Trying to make it clear I want to return it, and I want to get refunded. That's all I want.
Okay, yes, sir. I do understand that, sir.
And I'm heading out for a doctor appointment in about 3 minutes. So what do I have to do? Otherwise, I just will tell my credit card company to dispute it.
However, you will have to return those products, sir, to be fully refunded.
Yeah, I'll do that, but I don't even know if I have the product. What product did you send me? there's two of them at issue, and they're not identified in the mailing.
It's a fitness watch and some earbuds, sir.
What's the other one?
A fitness watch and some earbuds.
Earbuds, yeah, okay. It says wireless mini pods, is that it?
That's correct.
Okay. I have that one, and I'm putting it into the mail, saying return to sender, you know, like you would if you wanted to return something. So I'll be sending that to you today.
Okay, yes, sir. Just one thing I have to issue you, sir. Just hold up. I had to issue an RMA number. So when I issue this RMA number, you will put it on your package before you send out the package. Yes, sir. Just hold on 1 moment because I'm still notating your account.
Okay, I really do have to go, so how quickly can you give it to me?
The quicker I get to it, sir. The quicker I get to it, sir.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to, since I have to leave, I'm going to turn this over to my wife. You're going to give her some kind of a number that we will put on the mailer to return it to you. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I'll let her finish that off so that I can go to my doctor appointment.
Okay.
And I appreciate your help. Sounds like you're working from home, like
yes,
many
sir.
Of us are. Okay. It must be a difficult job.
Yes, sir. It's not a difficult job. It's just the kids.
All right. So once we get through with you, we'll have to figure out how to get the other one that I got, which was not from you. It was from another provider. But my wife will get the number from you. I'm handing the phone to her, and she'll get with you.
Yes, sir.
And I'll tell her what she's getting.
Yes, sir.
It's the number that has to go on. You can put this in the mail, Nancy, and find out what this number is.
Okay, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm getting that information for you right now. Just hold on for me 1 moment, ma'am.
It's called what?
It's number. Reference.
Okay. Hello?
She's gone. She went the way to get 5 minutes.
Oh. Not giving him anything.
This. I'm going to write the number that she's going to give you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Are you ready for that number, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
It is 921.
921.
D20.
D as in baby.
David20.
E.
D as.
Yes. Yes, 20. D. 7D. Seven D four.
Okay, so I have 921. D is in Dawn. 20. D is in baby. 7. D is in baby again. 7. D is in baby. 4.
No, ma'am. Every letter supposed to be D. So it's not B, it's D.
They're all D.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, you okay.
921, D20, D7, D7, D4.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
And we just put it in the package that came in, but where do we put those numbers?
Yes, ma'am. You can put it on the top of the package before you send it in. You just put RMA number.
Put that on the outside of the package.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Yes. Okay. All right.
All right.
We're good?
Yes, ma'am, that is all. Once we receive that product, you'll be fully refunded.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for bearing with me.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.